You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. This is episode one of Wicked Riff Wednesday. So we're trying different podcast themes here and see what happens. But this is the episode one of Wicked Riff Wednesday, where I'm going to take a cool riff, explain to you guys why it's cool, what it does, how it works in the song, what makes it special, why. It might get down to why you actually love it. So today's Maiden Voyage is one of the most basic riffs in all of rock music. If you play guitar, if you've ever learned to play guitar, if you ever noodle around on the guitar, this is like the first thing everybody does. And without further ado, yes, it is Smoke on the Water. And so let's go ahead and give you a little bit of that right now. Turn the background music off. Like, everybody knows it, right? So what makes that riff so cool? First of all, one of the things that makes it cool is what it is not. A lot of guitar players are used to this idea of power chords, these fat chords that you play, and it is not played like that. It's not done like that at all. It is done with what are called inside voicings, which means that instead of playing the big, fat, juicy chord with the bass note on the bottom, sort of leading the charge of the riff, we have it on the skinnier strings or the higher strings, and we have the bass note or the root note, if you will, reversed with the fifth note of the scale. Chords are made up of root, fifth, and third. Power chords are just root and fifth, and typically a power chord is the root on the bottom, and then the fifth is up on the next note. But this is a cool inside voicing thing where the fifth note of the scale is on the bottom and the root is on the upper string, so you get this very neat sound. Instead of this, you get this. The difference? Okay, and he plays the entire riff like that, with that harmony. Okay, those inside voicings are very, very effective to get the guitar to really cut, especially in a thick mix where you have a keyboard player, especially a keyboard player like John Lord, who John played his Hammond B3 through a Marshall stack and got almost like a guitar sound. So in many ways, a lot of times in Deep Purple's music, John Lord's keyboard playing is functioning as the rhythm guitar. So this is one of the things about the Deep Purple sound that makes them so freaking unique and really special about what they did. I suspect that Ritchie Blackmore wrote the riff like this for that exact purpose, to work with John Lord, so that they all weren't going and it sounding muddy and everything. This makes the guitar really slice through, keeps it super, super distinctive, and actually adds to the fullness of the whole thing. When I play with Christian Grabluski in American Rock Machine or Super Monkey, you know, Chris likes to play with big chords. I'm always looking for those inside voicings. How I first discovered this, though, was not because of Smoke on the Water or rock at all. I discovered this playing in a jazz orchestra, where I realized that playing these big chords just wasn't going to cut it. It didn't actually cut through. When I did small inside voicings, 2-3 note chords on the middle strings or even on the upper strings, all of a sudden the guitar would cut right through the horns, through the piano and everything, and you got a really cool sound, and it really just sat in there with the other instruments in a really, really cool way. Now, the other thing that makes this riff very, very cool is what Roger Glover is doing on the bass, and this complements this thing perfectly. So what I'm going to do right now for you is play the bass line and the riff simultaneously, and so you get the idea what's going on. What Roger is doing, Roger is not chasing the guitar part. He's not going That's not what he's doing at all. He's playing a pedal tone. He's pedaling that G note. The song, by the way, is in the key of G. G minor. So here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and do it like this. How cool that is. Now the riff really stands out. Now let me do it again. So there you have it, guys. What makes this riff so cool? Smoke on the Water riff from Smoke on the Water, written by Ritchie Blackmore and company, Deep Purple. So, guys, check that out. You have been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. We've got some cool merchandise there. If you would like to be in the live audience as I'm doing this, you know, get the behind-the-scenes thing, see me set this thing up, maybe give a little input before and after, please become a part of my inner circle. It doesn't cost anything. Go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innerCircle. And you can be a guest live in the studio with yours truly here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for these awesome videos that I've been doing, awesome podcasts that I've been doing. Thank you guys so much for hanging out, and I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Let me in. You got the game.